Lieutenant, if we get some breaching tools for the basement, we still have many unsearched rooms down here.
All right, stand by. I'm going to go to Brown and see if I can get some keys, dude.
All right, 410. We've cleared the first floor. We're going up to the second floor. Coming out with six in the back.
Keys are coming to the basement now.
Thank you.
You want? Are there victims that need rescue? We're going to send in patrolmen with fire.
Not at this time. All right, they're searching. We sent a lot out already.
Right.
Again, multiple officers on the first floor searching, right? Be cognizant of who's around you.
Let's see, we're on the first, still doing the secondary. Also, Brown PD said they can unlock all of the doors that have a card reader to this building if we want to do that.
Hey, one of the Brown officers is on the first floor opening doors now, right? I want to confirm right now, do we have anyone that needs the rescue task force right now? Anybody we come across now can walk out, or is able to walk out.
Con 1 to dispatch, mobile command is on scene on Waterman, right after Prospect.
You copy mine, Brown PD can unlock all of the doors that have the card reader for us.
Yes, they're with our search teams now. We're opening doors.
410. We're going to be moving to the basement. That we, the other officers know that we got police officers. We're clearing the basement right now. We're clearing the basement.
Lieutenant Potter, can I communicate with you right now, or are you tied up on one?
Go ahead.
So listen, we're coordinating off at 3. We got multiple calls coming in from people barricaded. I just want to make sure we're not duplicating anything. What building are you in right now?
Barrison Holly, 184 Hope. For everyone, Barrison Holly, 184 Hope, if any of those barricades.
That's the building you're in right now, Lieutenant?
It is the only building we're searching right now.
Hey, dispatch, write that address down. That's where they are. That's where the active shooter was. We're going to work off at 3 to clear all the other buildings and get students out. As far as you know, Lou, we don't have any more victims right now.
Victims, negative. Fourth here. Sorry, if they have to move somewhere else, they can.
So, Lieutenant, the building that you're in right now, is that on the main green?
No.
That's what we're trying to figure out here. Okay. So it's one of the dorms that you're in, correct?
Lieutenant and the Sergeant, we have 4 more out of room 330, that same building. We're on the third floor. 4 more. I just need more officers to bring them down.
Hey, walk them out. Walk them out right to that back door. So again, no more victims that need fire or rescue, right?
John, I'm coming back up to you. Anybody with Brown University, bring them into the auditorium, please. Guys in the basement. Guys in the basement with Brown University, please. Bring them to the auditorium, please.
You gotta say that again, one more time. Where do you need Brown police, and for what reason?
We got it, Brown 2.
Coming down with 4.
Trey, do you need somebody from Brown, or do you have somebody with Brown with you, right?
1 minute there, we need somebody.
Where are you and for what reasons?
advisor. 110, we're going to be coming out from the basement, and we're going to be checking the doors with Brown University, right?
All right, you're good. You have somebody. You don't need anybody, right? Continue to search.
Is there a suspect apprehended?
Trey, status on your search? You did the first, we got the basement, you're working that now, right? Who do we have on the second and third?
I'll see myself, Ben Rose, and Trooper on the third floor. Room 326.
Kurt, are you on? Where's that mobile command?
LT, we have another subject in a room. We got him out. His name's on the wall, so we're going to walk him out the back stairwell.
All right, very good.
We started on the seventh floor. Just quick down, we came down to the sixth. We found him. We're going to keep pushing down as much as we can.
I received...
Car 3 to Lieutenant Potter. Car 3 to dispatch.
Lieutenant, there are three of us coming on from first floor to second floor.
All right, you're secure that first floor. Wait, let's get them out.
Car 3 to Lieutenant Potter.
Lieutenant Potter, you can you talk? Sir, I don't have my cell phone, but yeah. I'm actually with officers. Stand by.
Lieutenant Potter, give me your location, please. Car 3, I'll call you.
Lou, just give me the address of that building you're in again. I got fire personnel. There's still a lot of confusion here. We're trying to get everything squared away.
184 Hope.
Correct.
184 Hope is where we're at, is where we're conducting the search. Right? Multiple rescue task forces are here.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're trying to coordinate, so that we're going to send teams in with them and bring them to you. Is there any, you're not encountering any additional victims?
Oh, we don't need any rescue task force to enter the building yet until we find any more victims. We already brought them to the initial room where the majority of victims were found. So right now, they're staged and ready to go if we need them. We saw those guys do the search.
Correct. Okay, yeah, they all right, I'll square that up at the main part over there.
John, where are you at? Again, 410, but you know, we are between clear. If anybody's going to come down, please let us know. We found kids barricaded on the second floor. We're going to send them out.
All right, very good. Yeah, let's just keep searching this room. Keep searching this building thoroughly, all right?
Lieutenant Potter on.
Go ahead.
101.
I hate to keep coming over one, but we're trying to, you're at 184. Do you want everybody else sheltered in place for the buildings and the people that we encounter?
Right now, outside of this building, yeah, shelter in place. This building, the crime scene building, we're going to evacuate, all right? They're running into people that are barricaded. We're going to pull them out. Any other building, they can barricade in place. That's going to go out pretty much all schools in the area.
Correct. Well, we need to stop making it to the buildings because calls are coming in that they feel like there's an active shooter in some of those buildings. So we're trying to just put them at ease, and that's how we'll handle that. Do you need personnel up where you are when you start evacuating people?
Oh, I have enough cops at 184. All right. We don't need any more cops at 184. And short of getting actual calls for shots fired, it's going to be hard to search every building at this point.
coming out the main building accompanied by officers.
John, you're on the third stoop.
Campbell, the channel 6.
Harrington 1.
You were on Hope Day?
Scott Keener, what floor do you want?
Fourth floor with a 5-man team.
Scott Campbell, channel 6.
Dispatch, can you give me the time that this call came over for video purposes, please? So the Thayer Street call initially came in 1606. We're one of the sus victims. 1606 and 54 seconds of that help.
Task Force 1, we're taking 6 people west staircase off the second floor.
Dispatch, if anybody... Dispatch, work with the Brown Colonel to make sure we set up a reunification site and any media, all right? Not near the Unified Command Post, but in that general area, away from the scene. Those calls not coming in. Dre, can you give me an update on the search?
LT, I have 3 more people with us. No injuries, all females. I'm going to be bringing them down the stairwell.
What floor are they coming out of?
Fourth floor. We'll be coming down.
All right. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that is that the last floor of this building? You're on the fourth? Somebody answer that. Fourth floor, that's as high as this building goes.
7, sir. 7. And we have a locked door, a woman's bathroom. All the other bathrooms are unlocked in the same location. 7th floor.
All right, if you can't open it with brown holes, we'll get a tool up there to open it.
You just saw that suspect was located in the basement in the same kind of bathroom, same side.
Got it, too. We have a suspect located.
Not at this time.
Got you. If somebody on scene give my cell phone a call that knows what we need for a perimeter set up around there to keep people out, keep media away.
So right now it seems like it's contained 184 Hope Street, this large building. The Barris and Holly building.
And we need any other perimeter set up?
This building runs between Brook and Hope and intersects with Waterman. So we have that all locked down right now.
Okay.
We're sending up some breaching equipment to that, those locked doors. We can't open them with brown and open it. Anybody coming out from this point on, we're going to put them in that classroom, all right, out the back door.
Coming out.
floor, okay? We're going to come up with an individual upstairs, all right? We're coming up to the people to the first floor.
Sergeant Distos, where are you exactly?
Another victim on the seventh floor, not a gunshot. Just barricaded in place. Campbell's bringing her down. Seventh floor bathroom.
All right, right into that classroom, all right? We're going to contain it right into just going to hold people for a little bit. Hey, did you make it to the seventh yet?
And we're up here right now. There was a female locked in the bathroom up here. She's on her way down now with Scotty Campbell. We're going to hold this seventh floor back corridor for now until the plan gets put in place.
Are there any areas that you you feel need to be checked again up on the seventh on down? I'd like to do another good thorough search on the first where the victims were.
So we did a good primary just for victims, passing locked doors from the seventh to the fourth floor as a primary. I think a good secondary can be started, but we need a key holder.
All right, work your way down now. Seven, right down to one, all right? Dre, are you on?
I'm ready.
Obviously. Also, LaRox to acknowledge.
Disregard.
Action apple.
Twenty-nine. I'll be a leech.
Hey, go ahead.
Lieutenant, are you looking for me?
Just that coordinated search, right? Let's go 701 one more time, just to confirm there's no more victims in here. And we can start freeing up resources to follow up.
Brown PD is getting another call for shots fired at 117 Governor. 117 Governor, one shot just heard. 117 Governor.
All right, let Kurt handle that.
Gil, you on? We have Sergeant Pino and LaRue going your way. Long hallway.
Guys, I was on three for a minute. What do we got? How are we doing with this secondary search? Coming down from seven.
We're still on seven. We're to the left side of the building. We cleared. We're just doing a secondary now, working our way back down.
Dre, are you still in the basement?
I mean, I forget, still in the basement.
Anybody with you? Your radio's not to me.
Alcron. From Sergeant Perez, they're almost complete on the search of the basement.
All right, hey, I'm grabbing three guys now. We're going to do a secondary search of the first floor. You guys on seven, keep working your way down, but we're going to do a first floor secondary search again on this square here.
LT, we've cleared all the floors down to the fourth floor, but we don't have keys to all these locked doors. Is there any ground officer that could free up and come with our team and start doing seventh down?
Yeah, Dre, there was one with you. I'll try to get you another one. Where do you need him?
Just have him come to the 7th floor. We'll meet him at the stairwell.
Lieutenant, Glenn Morgan is with Dave Harrington. We got a couple more locked doors in the basement. We're going to clear first.
You guys got two brown guys down there with you? Can you send one up?
Negative, sir. We only have one. The other Brown University officer is Glenn Morgan. He's with Dave Harrington. I think he's on the 2nd floor.
Hey, I'm with Glenn Morgan. It's Frank. We got people still on the 2nd floor. We're trying to clear the 2nd floor.
Hey, is somebody trying to breach doors on the 2nd on the basement?
Go ahead, sir.
From the basement. We're trying to breach a door on the 2nd as well. That was us.
Thoreau?
Call 10 to anybody who's conducting the search. How are we making out? Did I see the status?
Guys on the 3rd floor. Frank Cologne is coming up.
All right, so we're down 7-3, right? We worked down to the 3rd floor.
Half the 3rd floor presently. Frank Cologne is coming up with his crew to the other side.
7th floor, we still got people barricaded in rooms up here. We're pulling them out now. We're holding them. They're not injured. We're holding them in a back rear kitchenette area. We got keys up here now. We're doing a systematic secondary.
All right, very good. Then you're going to send them all out. What are your approximate numbers right now up here?
See, we have two. We're going to hold them in a small kitchenette. They're not injured.
I receive.
Is there any available officers that can respond to the District 9 to assist, especially somebody to respond to Waterman and Thayer to assist with a building? Have it secured.
Dispatch, if they want to hold, I'll stop breaking some people off.
550, what do you need me?
Waterman and Thayer.
Down for us, sir. If you can have officers respond to Waterman and Thayer to meet Justice Hotels, he will assign people. Cars available, Waterman and Thayer to assist. They will be appointed there.
But I'm sending some officers from the actual first scene over to Waterman and Thayer.
Oh, yeah.
They're still working on 3, right?
Down for us, sir. Thank you. There's a few coming over now. Appreciate it.
Correct. Can we switch to 5? Sergeant Desert tells you on.
Captain Jeanette, you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Do we have any officers or detectives right now that have any witnesses detained?
Witnesses are in room 153. We have about 10 of them in there.
All right, Tom.
Lieutenant, we're making entry into 13 Browns. Check that one out now.
Portable 5-4. Dispatch, we're going to go into 131, the rear 131 Waterman. We have an open door in the back. We're going to check the basement area.
Receive that, sir.
Roger, calling. You still on the 3rd floor?
Yeah. 160, dispatcher.
Okay.
I need you to give Round PD a call and have them send a supervisor to Hope and Manning. Meet with Captain O'Brien. All right, Hope and Manning, a Brown supervisor, and we need him detailed here.
Shields is on his way over here.
Are we making out of this search? I know we're on the second, right?
Second floor is clear. We're starting onto the fourth. Third floor was cleared on our end. Frank Colon's on the other side.
And basement, anybody in the basement still? Still in the basement. Do we need any keys anywhere?
LT, we're moving on the seventh floor, systematic secondary. The locked doors are going to be marked with folding chairs, doors that we could not get in.
Listen, I have someone with keys. I'll send somebody up to you on the seventh floor with keys.
Yes, sir, we have the key. We got a sergeant up here from Brown. There's doors that we could not access. We're just marking them with a folding chair. And we'll move it along.
Right. So we got
a couple sheltered in place right now on 13 Brown.
That last car, is that from 184 Hope, the building that we're searching now?
Hey, 13 Brown.
Access the third floor roof, clearing that.